Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with me. Lindsay, we have another injury-related question, and this time it's got to do with knee pain, and this is probably one of the big five essential running injuries, the most common sort of running injuries. We're talking about patellofemoral knee pain. Can you tell us what it is, sort of what the symptoms are, how does it present, and how do you treat it?
Yeah, look, this is the one that's commonly referred to as runner's knee. Look, I guess most of the big five fall into the overuse category, but again, like shin splints, the runner's knee or patellofemoral knee pain in particular does come down to people building up too quickly. We've got muscles particularly in our quadriceps, quad being four, so we've got four muscles that make up your quadriceps. You've got one little guy called your vastus medialis oblique, which is primarily responsible for stabilizing your patella through its tracking. And then you've got some pretty big muscles. Now, when we are inactive for a long time, our proprioception or the body's ability to adjust itself to protect the joints is one of the things that becomes the most compromised. So those big quad muscles will probably stay quite big, and they will work just fine. But that vastus medialis oblique probably not working so well, and therefore you get some misalignment with your patella tracking. And particularly if you build up too quickly and you don't give your body a chance for that vastus medialis oblique to start activating as it should, to start getting a little bit stronger, it leads to problems and you feel pain in your kneecap. Similarly, if you've got some bad biomechanical issues and your quadriceps effectively run into your patella tendon, and your patella tendon runs over and around the patella, it's called your quadriceps tendon where it joins the patella, but it runs over and around the patella and then becomes the patella tendon, and then that joins the leg on the tibia or below the knee in lay terms. And if you have some imbalances or problems with biomechanics in particular, then you can get that pulling on the patella tendon in particular at an angle, and that can also cause you some patella femoral pain or some irritation of the kneecap. And then finally, if once again the shoes rear its head, if you're going to start running in squash shoes or you're going to start running in the shoes that you had in high school, you are going to run into problems. And often people who do run a lot and have been running for years, when they develop patellofemoral knee pain, it's very often in response to their shoes just being shot. Okay. And actually, I was on a course a couple of weeks back, and they were talking about how the knee is one of those joints that really needs to work in one plane. You know, your knee goes, it opens and closes. That's pretty much what it does. Whereas you've got other joints like your ankle and your hip, and they're a little bit more forgiving, you know, because they move in multiple directions. So if some other imbalance creeps in or there's another injury and you come back from the injury, but it's caused some change or shift in your running gait, and you suddenly find yourself in a position where you're landing on the ground and your knee is no longer just able to move in that straight plane, and there's a little bit of stress going through it, that will also potentially impact and cause patellofemoral knee pain and probably some others that we'll cover in the future. So how do you treat it? Well, very importantly, rest. And then we need to wake up that little vastus medialis oblique. So that is actually not a difficult thing to do. We do that in two ways. We do like little 30-degree squats or even less if there's pain. So we do a little pain-free range of motion, single leg squat. We do a single leg press up. And we do step ups onto a very low step at first, and we make that step higher and higher as we go. And then the other, so those are the strength exercises to cover the one of the two. And the second thing is that we then work on the proprioception simultaneously. The easiest way to do that, stand on a thick carpet, balance on one leg, and close your eyes so that you completely throw yourself out of kilter, and all the muscles in your ankle, the muscles in your bum, and the muscles around the knee that are supposed to stabilize those joints will fire, because there will be an exaggeration of the movement. And as you repeat that through the days, that like loss of balance will get smaller and smaller and smaller as those proprioceptors do their job. Your VMO will be firing, and that patellofemoral knee pain shouldn't bother you anymore.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Back again tomorrow for another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Get to the website, askcoachparry.com, to get your questions in.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Parry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachParry.